Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
I'm Sydney. I work here at Vista Ridge, which we are an all-seasons park. We have a golf course, mini putt, an area park, and we are the local ski hill to Fort McMurray.
Yeah, there's a lot.
There is.
There's a lot. So how long have you been here for?
I've been here since the beginning of golf season last season. So it's my second full season with Vista Ridge.
Okay. Now, what I'm noticing at Vista Ridge now, which was very different from when I grew up here, is I don't think all of your staff snowboards or skis. Yeah.
I know I personally don't. I can. I just don't choose to because I am not made for the cold. I live in the wrong province. I know.
Yeah. So because you guys have so many different activities out here now, though, it makes sense. Before, when this was just a ski hill, it'd be weird if you came out here and were just like, no, I'm just a ski hill.
Yeah.
And I don't utilize it. But like you said, you guys are so much more.
Yeah.
So how does that work throughout the whole year? Like, you're obviously maintaining this building year round.
Yeah. So in the summer, we have the 12-hole golf course as well as mini putt, which I guess is set up in the ice rink. Great. Well, it's an ice rink right now, but it's set up as mini putt all summer.
Right.
Then we have the aerial park, which is over by the bison chairlift that you can see over there.
So much fun.
Yeah. And then we have the only aqua range in Fort Mac. So our driving range is water.
Your driving range is water. Explain that concept to me.
So you have like your pad where you like hit your golf balls from, but instead of it hitting like turf or a green, it hits water.
That's fun.
It definitely is. It's probably one of my favorite parts of our golf course.
I didn't know that. I'm going to go check that out. Has it always been like that?
For as long as I've known it, yeah.
Wild. That's super cool.
Yeah, it's definitely cool. It definitely gives you a better range of where your ball is hitting because you can actually see like the splash of the water.
Bloom. Oh my gosh, that's a lot of fun. Where around is that on the facility?
So if you go just out these doors, just past like our maintenance shed, just past the bunny hill, it's like right there.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So how did Vista Ridge as an organization hit your radar in regards to, hey, I potentially want to work there?
I actually lived out here in Sapri. So it was close to home. I didn't have to drive to town.
Yeah.
Had heard good things. And
that's awesome. So have you been in Sapri for a long time?
I have been in Sapri for 3 years now.
Okay. Are you from Fort McMurray?
No, I'm from Nova Scotia.
Did you move from Nova Scotia straight to Sapri?
Pretty much, yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. So from Nova Scotia, what part and why did you come here?
The Annapolis Valley.
Okay.
And my friend at the time, we were moving out with his parents because his parents were out here and it was better opportunities for life.
Nice. And so when you moved out, was this your first job here or have you?
No, I worked in the mall for a little bit before I came out this way.
Okay. Okay, and now, like you said, second season, you're out here.
Yeah.
Out of all the activities, you're not built for winter. What do you like to do out here?
I definitely love our aqua range. Like, it's just a great stress reliever.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm also your bev cart server, too.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I'm definitely outside all the time in the summer.
Yeah, but the winter, you're, like, inside.
Yeah.
So, you know how to ski or snowboard? Which one?
I know how to ski.
Okay. And so, have you gone out, or you're just, like,
I have not yet.
No need or want.
No.
Really?
I am made for sunny and 75.
That's wild to me. So you obviously learned how to ski. Where you learned it was winter. So
yeah.
Was it because you had to go to school? Was it an interest as a child? Like, where did that come
from? All of my friends back east skied, and I had family that lived in Calgary, so when we came out, we would go down to, like, Banff or Kananaskis,
right.
Sunshine, things like that.
Yeah.
But
so it was, kinda, you learned that way, but it's not a hobby. Or like,
no.
So what's your winter activities then? Because we in Canada, especially up north, have a lot of winter.
I pretty much hang out inside and read books.
Interesting. What kind of books are you reading right now?
Right now, I think I'm reading the 22 murders out of about the Nova Scotia mass murder that happened a couple years ago.
Yeah. So when you read something like that and it is close to home for you, how, like, when you're picturing the scene, the location, even some of the people, are you able to, like...
It's definitely weird because, like, where a lot of it happened in the book, we drove past it all the time because it was, like, in the central part of our province.
Yeah.
So in order to get, like, to New Brunswick, we had to drive past these places and things like that.
And so why did this topic pique your curiosity?
Because there was a lot of controversy about it and, like, what happened and what didn't happen and things like that.
Okay. And so the books that you read, are you normally in the crime genre?
As of right now, yes.
Why do girls like this crime stuff so much? My wife's the same way. Like, all the stuff she looks on TV, I'm just like, rape and murder. Like, this is not a good time.
No, but it... I don't know. I guess as a woman, it's something that you always kind of hear about and, like, you grow to protect yourself. So, like, reading about it gives you another, like, perspective of, oh, if this happens... what could I potentially do?
Interesting. That is a great point of view. I'm glad we're talking about this because nobody's ever given me a legitimate response. They're just like, oh, I like it. And I'm just like...
I don't know. I kind of look at it like my family also is like all like cop background as well. So like I kind of grew up with it as well. But like, I don't know. It's, to me, it's interesting. It's different.
Yeah. That's interesting. So read or listen?
Definitely read.
I can't do it. Like, I Audible everything. Like, I'm a big Audible user. Reading, I'm just a slow reader is what it comes down to.
See, I'm definitely into, like, the true crime podcasts. Those I can put in the car and drive to Edmonton and have not an issue.
Yeah.
But to, like, read a book, like, listen to a book that I know is, like, in paper, I'm like, no, I can't.
Yeah. I don't like my inner dialogue as much either. Like, once I got Audible and, like, people read so much better, like, if you got... I have this one book where James Earl Jones is the voice. I'm like, you know what? He sounds way cooler than I sound in with my inner dialogue.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. It definitely comes down to the voice and like your audios and things like that. That's for sure.
The thing I miss about reading physical books though is the tangible aspect of it and flipping the page. And it does take you somewhere else.
Yeah, and see I have a Kindle and the book and I still prefer my hard copy of my books.
My kid for Christmas just asked for like a Kindle or a Kindle or whatever.
Kobo. Yeah.
That's it. These digital readers are wild.
So convenient.
Yeah. I used to be a recruiter and I would travel all over Alberta and I would have to take my books with me.
Yeah.
So I'd literally like buy books on the road and just be like, I'm leaving it in a hotel room for some of the next person because you can't.
Oh, see, I have about 8 totes of books.
You kept all of your books. I wish. How do you display them?
They currently live in a tote.
Okay, in a tote. Okay, and so you just keep them and then they move with you. Do you have plans to potentially like make a library?
I do.
Okay, talk to me about your dream library.
It would kind of be like Beauty and the Beast, not gonna lie. Like that big one with like the sliding ladder, all of that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. And so when it comes to the books, like you're in crime, murder, rape right now.
Yeah.
Is there any other form of genre that you like to read?
I'll pretty much pick up anything and anything. Like, I'm not too picky. Like, if the title catches my interest and, like, the little snippet of it, I'll sit and read it.
Okay. And so how do you find your books? Are you going down to the bookstore here? Are you going online and ordering? Like,
honestly, TikTok has been a huge thing lately.
Like, TikTok?
Yeah, BookTok, huge.
BookTok?
Yeah, it's like TikTok, and it's literally just all, like, books and things like that. It's like a subgenre of TikTok.
Okay, so you go on TikTok and like you just hashtag.
Nope, I just scroll through my For You page and it's all books.
And it's all books. And so this is individuals, like is it artists talking about the books or who?
It's both. Like you can grab the author and they're like doing like a little spiel of their book, or it's someone that's read the book and is like, oh, this is a good book and things like that.
You're going to have to show me this because I'm kind of in a rut with my books right now in regards to like, I don't want to read the things that I have been reading because I'm kind of bored with it.
Yeah.
But like, a few days ago, I went down to the bookstore because, like, I was like, okay, when I used to read books, what would grab me would be the cover art.
Yeah, definitely. And I find a lot of books now are, like, movies, and they're making, like, their cover art the movies. And I'm like, I'm done with it. I want, like, the original, like, cover. Like, Harry Potter's were great. Twilight's were great. Fourth Wing, Onyx Storm, those ones, great cover art.
Yeah.
It's what's drawing.
Facts. And like what's a huge bummer to me is like when a book is a book first and then it's turned into the movie and then they re-release the book and it has the new like
they just did that with Wicked.
Oh,
they did that with It Ends With Us and a bunch of other ones.
Yeah.
I'm like, bummer. No,
total bummer.
Give me my originals.
That's right. So yeah, I was in the bookstore looking at the book covers to like get inspired by picking up a book, because like I find when I'm on Audible and I'm just looking at the covers,
it's not the same.
It's not the same, and you can go too fast.
Oh, definitely.
So when you're listening to this on TikTok, they're giving you like a quick synopsis of the book?
Sometimes it's literally just like the pictures, and it's like little paragraphs of like the book itself, and it's like, ooh, that sounds good. Like, let's go find that book.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to get on top of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's, I'm in a huge rut. And I don't wonder, like, what I have been reading is people's autobiographies, which is a lot of fun, like, because that's the last few books, but at a certain point, I'm like, I'm living my own life. I don't
right,
really
like,
care
that's
about
this cool, but
life.
Like, what else can I do?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Okay, so in the winter, you're reading your books inside. You're not going out at all.
Not very often. Like, if it's a nice day, I'll be outside.
Yeah.
But.
And so for Vista Ridge, then, because you're so inside, what are the inside things that you try to bring to this establishment?
So I work up here in the lounge. Mm-hmm. I also work downstairs in the cafeteria.
Okay.
And then I can also help out in rental shops. So I'm kind of everywhere, socializing with everybody.
Nice.
Having conversations, asking people how their day is.
Yeah,
just kind of interacting with everybody who comes in.
That's
or
awesome.
Or trying to.
Yeah, and that's part of the vibe, too. Like, the chalet experience is like a huge component. So we're here setting up for music later on tonight.
Today. This is this afternoon.
And then there's acoustics.
Yeah, there's live music every Friday night this winter up here in the lounge.
And so has that started already, or is this the first?
It has started already. We started it in December.
Okay.
So it coincides with our night skiing. So Friday and Saturday nights we have night skiing until 8, and our live music goes Friday nights 6 to 9.
Okay. And how's that been so far?
Busy.
Really?
Yeah, it's been crazy. A lot of people have been just popping in, warming up, having a drink, listening to some music, headed back out.
That's
definitely
cool.
Great.
Nice. Well, listen, we are out of time for this episode, but before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Definitely my shameless plug out would be like, honestly, the staff at Vista.
There we go.
They're
awesome.
Definitely great to work with. We're like one big family here. Like, everyone helps everybody. It's always really fun.
Nice. Awesome. Well, thank you for tuning in to the show and being a participant. So, for everybody at home, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose, and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace. There you go.
Perfect.
That's it. You nailed that. And that was 13.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.